Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee making me lose my rest. And everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. Alabama making me so upset. Tennessee making me lose my rest. And everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. Can't you feel it? Can't you see it? It's all in the air. I can't stand the pressure much longer. Somebody say a prayer. Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee making me lose my rest. And everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. Hound dogs on my train. School children sitting in jail. Black cat across my path. I think every day's gonna be my last. Lord, have mercy on this land of mine. We all gonna get it in due time. I don't belong here. I don't belong there. I've even stopped believing in prayer. So don't you tell me. I'ma tell you. All my people is just about due. I've been there, so I know. Washing the windows, picking the cotton, calling us rotten. You're telling us we're lazy. It's driving me crazy. Where am I going? What am I doing? I don't know. I don't know. Just trying to do my very best. Stand up and be counted like all of the rest. 'Cause everybody knows. Equality for my sister, my brother, my people, and me. Yes, but you lied to me all these years. You told me to wash and clean my ears and learn to talk real fine, just like a lady. And you'd stop calling me Sister Sadie. Oh, but this country ain't nothing but lies, and the liar's gonna die and die like flies. I don't trust you no more.
Mississippi Goddamn, written by Nina Simone in 1964 at the peak of the Civil Rights Movement, sung there by the great Renee Marie from the new album Songs of Freedom by Ulysses Owens Jr. Alan Johnson on piano, David Rosenthal on guitar, Reuben Rogers on bass, and Owens on drums. The album features songs by Nina Simone, Abby Lincoln, and Joni Mitchell, as sung by Renee Marie, Theo Bleckman, Alicia Olatuja, and Joanna Majoko. Welcome to Jazz in the New Millennium, where we showcase the artists who are keeping this great music alive and passing it forward in the 21st century.
In the current season, we are focusing on great jazz drummers.
I'm your host, Rick Mitchell, and today we are featuring the music of drummer, composer, and educator Ulysses Owens Jr. Ulysses Owens Jr. was born 36 years ago in Jacksonville, Florida. He began playing the drums at the age of two, beginning in the church. By the time he was in his early teens, inspired by a visit to his performing arts school by Wynton Marsalis, Owens decided he would be a jazz musician. He received a full scholarship to New York's Juilliard School in the inaugural year of its jazz program and was soon gigging around New York. Through the Juilliard School's connection to jazz at Lincoln Center, he met Vincent Gardner, the lead trombonist with the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra. From Gardner's album, The Good Book, Chapter 2, The Book of Now, recorded in 2009 for the Danish Steeplechase label, let's listen to Kenny Barron's composition, Calypso. Gardner on trombone, Walter Blanding on soprano sax, Aaron Goldberg on piano, Neil Kane on bass, and Ulysses Owens Jr. on drums.
Thank you. I used to visit all the very gay places, those come what may places, where one relaxes on the axis of the wheel of life, to get the feel of life from jazz and cocktails. The girls I knew had sad and sullen gray faces with distant traces that used to be there. You could see where they'd been washed away by too many through the day. 12 o'clock tales. Then you came along with your siren song to tempt me to madness. I thought for a while that your poignant smile was tinged with the sadness of a great love for me. Yet I was wrong again. I was wrong. Only last year, everything seemed so spite of it, I just give a smile in spite of it. I'll forget you, I will, while yet you are still burning inside my brain. Romance is mush, stifling those who strive. I will live a lush life in some small.
Billy Strayhorn's beautiful ballad, Lush Life, sung by Kurt Elling from the album Dedicated to You. Kurt Elling sings the music of Coltrane and Hartman. A tribute to the classic 1963 album by John Coltrane and Johnny Hartman, the album won Elling a Grammy for Best Jazz Vocal Performance in 2010. Lawrence Hobgood on piano, Clark Summers on bass, and Ulysses Owens Jr. on drums, with the Ethel String Quartet, for whom Owens later wrote a commissioned piece called The Simplicity of Life. In 2011, Owens played on another Grammy-winning album, The Good Feeling, by the Christian McBride Big Band. He released his first album as a leader, Unanimous, in 2012, followed in 2014 by Onward and Upward. From that album, here is a trio arrangement of Michael Jackson's Human Nature: Christian Sands on piano, Matthew Rebecki on bass, and Ulysses Owens Jr. on drums. I'm Rick Mitchell, and you are jamming with jazz in the new millennium. Thank you.
got to get a drummer some. Ben ain't had none in a minute. I know you want some. You got to get a little bit. Take as much as you want, baby. Go ahead, Ben. McBride, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. Thanks to all of you. Thanks to the Village Vanguard for making this a wonderful week. Mac Avenue Records for recording us. And until next time, may God bless you and keep you and go get you a car wash. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Joy Alexander's composition City Lights from the album Countdown, released in 2016. Alexander on piano, Dan Shamil Linksy on bass, Ulysses Owens Jr. on drums. By the way, Joy Alexander was 12 years old when that was recorded. Prior to that, we heard the Christian McBride Trio having some fun with the disco hit Car Wash from their 2015 release Live at the Village Vanguard. Christian Sands on piano, Christian McBride on bass, and Ulysses Owens on drums. From 2012 to 2015, Owens served as artistic director of the Jazz Vesper series at Harlem's Abyssinian Baptist Church. He was also appointed music curator at the legendary Minton's Playhouse, producing over 85 shows during the 2015 season. In 2016, he was invited to join the faculty at his alma mater, the Juilliard School, as instructor for small group ensembles. In addition to touring and recording with Christian McBride and Joy Alexander, Owens co-leads his own band, the New Century Jazz Quintet, which has released 4 albums. From the 2017 album Soul Conversion, here is Cannonball Adderley's composition, Spontaneous Combustion. Benny Benek on trumpet, Tim Green on alto, Takeyoshi Obayashi on piano, Yasushi Yakamura on bass, and Ulysses Owens Jr. on drums. The program is Jazz in the New Millennium. I'm Rick Mitchell.
Thank you.
From the 2017 album Falling Forward by Ulysses Owens Jr., that was a composition by Roy Ayers called Cocoa Butter. Owens on drums, Joel Ross on vibraphone, and Reuben Rogers on bass, known collectively as Three. As if he was not busy enough with his own projects and teaching assignments, Owens has been making a name for himself producing other artists, with over 30 production credits in the last few years. He and his family also run a nonprofit youth organization in their hometown of Jacksonville, Florida, called Don't Miss a Beat. Songs of Freedom, Owens' tribute to the music of Nina Simone, Abby Lincoln, and Joni Mitchell, debuted at New York's Lincoln Center in 2016, starring Dee Dee Bridgewater, Alicia Olatuja, and Theo Bleckman. An album of the production was released in 2019 with Renee Marie replacing Bridgewater. From that album, here is Olatuja singing Everything Must Change, written by Bernard Einar and recorded by Nina Simone in 1978. Alan Johnson on keyboards, David Rosenthal on guitar, Reuben Rogers on bass, Ulysses Owens Jr. on drums.
Everything must change. Nothing stays the same. Everyone will change. No one, nothing goes unchanged. The young become the old. The way of time. No one and nothing goes unchanged. There are not many things in life we can be sure of. Except the rain comes from the clouds, sun lights up the sky, and hummingbirds do fly. Winter turns to spring. Except the rain comes from the clouds, sun lights up the sky, and hummingbirds do fly. The rain comes from the clouds, sun lights up the sky, and hummingbirds. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
Jazz in the New Millennium is brought to you through the African American Public Radio Consortium, NPR Distribution, and the Public Radio Satellite System. The show is produced at the studios of KBOO-FM in Portland with engineer Matthew Clark. I'm Rick Mitchell. To contact me and for information on my book, Jazz in the New Millennium, please visit my website, www.rickmitchell.us. Thanks for listening, and please remember to say peace.
I think what you're trying to ask is, why am I so insistent upon giving out to them that blackness, that black power, that black pushing them to identify with black culture.